After a visit to the gas station last week, which the old woman had some kind of encounter where the credit card machine on the pump did not read correctly. She thought she was going to get charged twice for it, and she caused this big old scene. And it's like, settle down. Everything's cool. All right? You're going to be okay. Especially she's like, come back in front of you so I can get my receipt, and then, because we're in a hurry. We need to get out of here. Well, I'm not in a hurry, okay?
So I guess you can go in front of me then.
Yeah. I have nothing important to do. I might die right here. See, old people take advantage of things, you know, sometimes. And I'm saying it's maybe 2% of the elderly population use their oldness and for evil instead of good. Whereas the rest are decent human beings. So I don't want people thinking, oh, here comes Stooks hating old people again. Because I know we talk about old people a lot. And
we don't really. It just seems like we do.
Yeah, it does. I think it's just because old people are such a sensitive issue sometimes. But as we've said before, I like old people. I like hugging old people. It's, you know. It's
not
all good.
Not too hard, though.
So what kind of old person will you be? Will you be one that scams people and does, you know, uses your oldness? Oh, I'm old. I don't know what's going on. I mean, is that what you're going to do? I think yours is probably the least evil way to take advantage of being old. Can you say what that was again?
Just pretending like you can't do things and have other people do them for you, like clean up your yard and whatnot, and give them a nickel, just so it doesn't seem like you're getting away with something for free.
Yeah, so you have the whole, I'm old, I don't know what, you know, I don't have a concept of money.
Because you could be like, here's a nickel, go buy an automobile, sonny. And they would think that it meant a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not really.
See, that's a pretty wholesome way to be. I think I'll just be locked up in my house, apartment, wherever I'm at, nursing home. If I'm at an apartment, because you see old people driving. You've seen old people driving. They're really bad. They're really terrible. They really are awful. I mean, a lot of times people complain about it, but old people just are horrifyingly bad at driving. You know, they're old. They're just old, and they can't drive anymore.
You're really not helping out the perception that you're hard on old people here.
But hold on.
They're just old.
I don't want to be out there being old and in the way. You know, I want to be old by myself. You know, I want to see the grandkids. I want to see the family, all that stuff. But I don't want to be in society. You know, I want to be up there in my house, my apartment. They're going to deliver my groceries to me. You know, by the time we're old, think about all the things we won't have to do. You know, it can all be delivered to us. So I'm going to be an old person that sits at home.
A hermit?
A hermit old person. So what kind of old person are you going to be?
I'm going to be a perverted old man.
Are you really?
Yeah.
How so? Like, you're just going to have porno magazines throughout the house, or are you going to, like, cop feels?
I'm going to be copping feels.
Right, good for you, man.
Yeah, you live in a nursing home. If you're perverted, you ain't going to have any guys taking care of you. It's going to be all the women.
Yeah, you know, we mentioned this briefly earlier, but the stories just keep on coming out more and more. I've heard secondhand and in the newspaper even, like, old people having sex together in a nursing home. Could you imagine that?
Don't want to.
I'd try not to.
I mean, seriously, conjure that image up in your head for a second.
No.
No, I've worked in a nursing home before, and I don't even want to imagine that.
Don't want to go there? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's something about the scent of the nursing home that's kind of an aphrodisiac or something for them.
Yeah.
It's that soiled diapers.
But hell yeah, if I'm old, I want to be getting laid all the time, too, though.
Yeah, if you can. I mean, you know, that's it.
I don't know how everything will work, but...
Well, Viagra's around now, and apparently that works pretty good for people.
Well, I'm going to have to give that a try when I get old.
Look it up. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What kind of old person are you going to be?
Hey, you know those old ladies that you see, and they're, like, so gaudy with their hair done and all the big jewelry and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I think when I get older that I'm not going to want to be old, so I'm going to be one of those grandmas that try to be young.
Oh, really?
And then when I get too old and I can't deny it anymore, then I'll be one of those gaudy old women.
How will you try to stay young? Like, go to the tanning salon and stuff like that, or just makeup?
Oh, no, not one of those tan old grandmas. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I think some old ladies, they really pull off that they look younger because they keep their hair, you know, done and not in a big old poof and... And they wear cuter clothes, except not showing their stomach and stuff, because that's disgusting.
You wouldn't show your stomach when you're an old person?
Not unless I'm looking good, which I hope to be.
I don't know.
And then, hey, when you guys are talking about stashing that cash, right? Old people do that?
Yeah.
My great-grandma died not too long ago, and when we got to her house and we went through all of her stuff, she lived through the Depression, and so she hid money in coat pockets and clothing. We couldn't donate the clothes to Goodwill until we went through it all because there were $100 bills in, like, pockets.
Jeez, like $100 bills in, like, from the 40s or
something?
Oatmeal
jars and everything. It was crazy.
Oh, the oatmeal jar. That's a key stashing point for an old person.
Not when there's oatmeal in it.
Not when there's oatmeal in it?
Yeah.
Why not?
There's oatmeal in it. I'm telling you, it was, like, the craziest thing. So, yeah, I just think I would try to be younger. I'd be one of those younger-looking grandmas.
That's one thing I wouldn't do when I'm an old person, is I would not have oatmeal around. You know what I mean?
You're a grits guy?
Yeah. No, grits, definitely not. But, you know, oatmeal, I mean, I'm old. I'm pissed off. Get me something a little bit better than oatmeal.
Like Doritos, something extreme?
Yeah, it's like, can't you... Like, oatmeal's soft and it's easy to eat, but can't there be... I mean, just give me pudding or something.
They probably can't eat Doritos.
They can't eat Doritos. If there's some kind of pureed Dorito or something. You know, just put it in the blender a little
bit. They can mix them slush with their oatmeal.
A Dorito slush?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Just, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, it was nice talking to you guys this morning.
You too. Call us anytime. What kind of old person are you going to be? What kind of old person will you be? This is something to think about. You know, and shape yourself now. What kind of old person are you going to be?
I'm not really sure what kind of old person I'm going to be. Whether I'm going to be the overly medicated, euphoric old guy, mm-hmm. or the cranky old guy that just randomly hits people with a cane.
I think the medicated idea isn't too bad. You know, if you can maintain, you know, some kind of sense of reality, I don't think it'd be that bad to be doped up on drugs old people take.
I'm just not sure.
I'd rather hit somebody with a cane, though.
See, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you can hit someone with a cane.
Just sounds like a lot of fun.
It'd be better if you had one of those little things with the tennis balls on them. That would hurt even more.
A walker?
Yeah.
Whack. Nice. With the tennis balls. Why haven't they just built in the tennis balls into the walkers yet?
I don't know why they do that, man.
It's nice to have a do-it-yourself project.
Yeah, what is it? It's so the old person can, like, stay involved in arts and crafts? So they have to slice open a tennis ball and stick it onto the walker? That's odd.
What is the point of that?
So that it can slide across tile, hard surfaces, without them having to pick it up and rah, 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 you know?
So we're trying to make them weaker.
That's true. I guess they don't have to exert as much effort, but that way they can just kind of lean on it and
like they're not feeble enough.
What's that?
Like they're not feeble enough.
Yeah, they're not the most agile breed.